It's a super ending to a super show because a superhero weekend is coming upon us. The fourth annual Elyria Superhero Weekend. It's May 1st and 2nd, and it'll be taking place at several locations at Atlas Cinema Midway Mall because the big Avengers Age of Ultron movie is opening, and also in downtown Elyria, where kids can have fun all afternoon and families can bring their kids down. And we are fortunate enough this morning to have with us in studio, Deadpool.
Hello.
Good morning. And also on the phone, Wonder Woman. Hello, Wonder Woman.
Hello. How are you?
We're doing great. How's the city? Everything is it? Are we all safe today? I know we're taking you away from your business, but we appreciate your time this morning. I guess we could start a little bit with the Wonder Woman. Talk about this superhero event that's coming up this weekend. What's so special about it?
Well, of course, it's going to be extremely exciting. We have lots of different activities planned throughout the day, starting at 11 o'clock with free comic books. And then from there, it will progress into a virtual event where we will have superheroes. We have about 30 superheroes and villains that are going to take part in rescuing the city. And we also have 25 special kids superheroes that will be in attendance, and this event really is to honor those kids as real-life superheroes.
And again, this is Friday. They'll have related to the movie over at the Atlas Cinema Midway 8 because of the Avengers Age of Ultron coming out, but also, as you mentioned, Saturday gets underway. We know Keith's comic is on the corner there, and that happens to be the free comic book day, so everybody can read the latest adventures of their favorite superhero. Let's talk to Deadpool. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. You know, Craig and I, when we knew you were going to be here, we had to do a little research on that because Craig and I are sort of old school superheroes. Deadpool, he came around in the early 90s?
Or yeah, 1991 was his debut.
And tell me a little bit about Deadpool.
Well, Deadpool's nickname is the Merc with a Mouth. Basically, he's a smart aleck, and he's sort of a mercenary, but he's on the goodish side now, kind of sort of a good guy, okay. You know. He would describe himself as freelance, you know. He'll do stuff for money, and but as long as it's a good deed, he'll do it.
Now, does he have a military background?
Yes, originally he was in the Canadian military, and then he got diagnosed with terminal cancer, so he volunteered for a program called Weapon X. If you're familiar with Wolverine, you know what that is.
Okay.
And they gave him Wolverine's healing abilities, and in the process, he sort of lost his mind a little bit and went a little crazy, but, you know.
Okay. All right.
But I'm probably good now.
Well, his healing abilities, this must be a good superhero to have, especially when you kind of visit kids in the hospital or things like that. Maybe you talk a little bit about the healing process and that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's because, like I said, if I can come back from something, I feel like anyone can come back from something, you know. So these kids, it's good for these kids to see that, hey, you can bounce back from almost anything.
Yeah.
Now, we've got your photo out on our Facebook page so people can take a look at your outfit. Yeah. But for people who haven't gone there yet, who are listening, maybe they're going to work, how would you describe your outfit?
Well, I would say I'm sort of like a red ninja, basically would be the best way to describe it. I got my katanas in the back. You know, I got my spiffy red and black spandex outfit. And I got my little symbols here. And I got this really neat fanny pack here, which I made myself.
I tell you what, forget the fanny pack. Your belt is something to see. I've got to get one of those, Bruce. It's got all kinds of pockets and things you can put in there. Look at that thing.
See, it's a utility belt, you know. You got to put some stuff in there, like your car keys, your cell phone, you know, some bus fare, you know, when the Deadpool mobile breaks down.
Right. Now, Wonder Woman, you don't have to worry about that. You have an invisible plane to take you everywhere, right?
That is correct.
So when you're going out and visiting some of the kids and being a part of this, what's the joy you get out of this, and why do you enjoy being a part of this?
It's really nice to make a difference and just change their day to make it a little bit brighter. Some of these kids spend so much time in the hospital, and that's their daily routine. They don't know a lot else because they are so ill at times. And just to be able to bring them something for either just to take their minds off of it, spend a little bit of time with them, just have some conversation, just really brightens their day.
Yeah. As a woman, are you a little jealous of the amount of male superheroes that there are to choose from? The women have sort of a limited range, don't they?
It's surprising how many women superheroes there really are. It's just that they're not nearly as well known as the traditional male characters.
Uh-huh. And again, this is a big event that's coming about where you want people, even who are coming, they could wear their costumes, right?
Absolutely.
This is the Superhero Weekend. It's May 1st and 2nd. On Friday the 1st, they'll be doing events over at the Atlas Cinema Midway Mall. The Avengers Age of Ultron will be showing as well. That's coming out this weekend, too. Saturday is the big event in downtown Elyria. Mayor Brenda is, I guess, going to thank the super kids and superheroes. There might be a problem where they need to rescue the city. Is that what I understand?
Yes. I've heard some rumors about the Joker and Harley Quinn, the Penguin, and many other supervillains. They might be playing some mischief that day.
Uh-oh.
I can't confirm or deny where I heard that from.
I don't know. You probably have some good intel. I know you probably have a lot of those people keeping an eye on the city. At noontime, they're going to have a special kind of superhero crafts to help make our own superhero costumes, some snacks, caricatures, and a lot of fun that'll be going on there as well. I understand the Penguin might be showing up, too, tomorrow, perhaps. Is that true? Or on this weekend?
There's a chance. I mean, I heard some rumors. I can't really.
I understand.
You know, I got my sources. I got to keep them quiet. You know, I heard the Penguin, he might be robbing a bank or something.
So I need to know, though, do the Marvel superheroes and the DC superheroes, do they get along? They don't mix too well in the books that I've seen. So I just wonder.
It depends. You know, like, you know, I heard Batman's kind of a jerk, to be honest with you.
Well, you know.
He's throwing it down.
That's right. Yeah, but Superman's pretty cool, you know. Well, he gives me a ride once in a while when the Deadpool mobile breaks down.
Yeah. Well, that's good to have, you know, somebody that you can call. You always have to have a friend that'll help you out in the time of need. Because you wonder what time, who does a superhero call when he needs help?
Another superhero.
Exactly right.
My mama.
Well, this event, again, is going on this weekend. The big event is really on Saturday, May 2nd, downtown Elyria, Ely Square. You'll see this gets underway around 11:30. Noon is the big proclamation from the mayor, and then you'll see all things going out throughout the day. So as you're driving through downtown Elyria, you'll see a lot of brightly colored, a lot of red, white, and blue, and I guess the military, police, those people.
Oh, yeah, we have the Ohio National Guard coming in. They'll be helping out with the super kids, and they'll be – making sure those supervillains that are rumored to be there won't get out of line, you know.
Well, you guys are not going out to the Superhero Weekend. What other places do you visit? How else can people maybe find out more about these superheroes to kids in Ohio?
Well, we have a website called superheroes2kidsinohio.org. I mean, that's a good place to start. We also have a Facebook page, Superheroes to Kids in Ohio. And you can find out about us. We often do, like, maybe fundraisers for sick children. We go to hospitals. We do special events like the one in Elyria. And, you know, just generally, if you know if there's a child in need, we'll be there for them.
All right. And you guys probably have your own needles and threads, sewing kit, just in case, because your outfits are probably always have to take a little bit of a beating, but you got to take care to fix them, right?
Well, I tried sewing. I end up, like, you know, hurting my finger because you get that needle in your hand. But, you know, I know someone who sews.
I got it. Well, it shouldn't hurt you too much. You have that regenerative process. According to your bio, it says here that he can regrow, we're talking about Deadpool here, regrow severed limbs or vital organs.
So, let me see my thumb here. Look, it's regrowing.
Wow, that's amazing you're doing that too. We appreciate your time. Wonder Woman, thanks for sharing the time with us on the phone this morning. Appreciate it too.
Thank you very much for having us. And, we appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Deadpool joins us. And again, it's Superhero Weekend, May 1st and 2nd in downtown Elyria.